You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on August 4th, 2022. This week we're going to be talking about two things that can help keep us from unhappiness, even when we face difficulties and challenges in life. And those two things are marriage and the church. This is based upon research, and it is not a coincidence. Rather, it reflects God's design for these two institutions. For links to the story we're talking about, as well as related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/080422. Now for our story this week. Report finds marriage and church help buffer people from unhappiness. From FaithWire, as culture continues to pledge that happiness is something one can give to the self, studies seem to point to a different reality. The most content and satisfied people consistently find happiness in faith. A recent Institute for Family Studies analysis explored which groups are the most unhappy, finding that non-religious Americans and single individuals have suffered the most in this arena. The assessment relied on data from the General Social Survey, which has, since 1972, asked Americans to rate their level of happiness. The data found in 2021, after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, which upended life for people across the globe, yielded some negative measures on happiness. In fact, people were the most unhappy they had ever been. From 1972 to 2018, no more than 18% of Americans ages 35 and over had ever claimed to be, quote, not too happy, and no more than 16% of Americans under 35 had done so. In every year ever measured, people over and under age 35 had similar levels of unhappiness, author Lyman Stone wrote. But in 2021, unhappiness rocketed upwards for both groups to 22% for those 35 and over, and a whopping 30% for those under age 35. Unhappiness rose for everyone, but there were a few findings worth exploring. Married people saw their unhappiness raise just 8 percentage points compared to 18 percentage points for unmarried people. Marriage then served as a valuable buffer against unhappiness, Stone explained. The article continued, but that's not the end of the story, as Stone also found something else. Church attendance and religiosity was also a protectant. The group that experienced the lowest percentage rise in unhappiness were people who attended religious services at least twice a month. Among these individuals, unhappiness only increased by 4 percentage points, compared to a 15 percentage point increase among people who attend church less frequently. Thus, it seems church, too, provides a buffer to help protect happiness. That was a lengthier read than we typically include. In fact, it's most of the article that will be linked in the show notes, but I thought it would be helpful to include all of it. If you're interested in more of the research and analysis and the links that are available in that story, it will be, or the link to the story will be in the show notes. But I thought it was interesting to see these numbers in light of the pandemic, something that was difficult for everyone. However, those who were married and those who were part of a local church and a regular attender at a local church suffered less of a negative impact as a result of the pandemic. Why is that? Before we answer that question, there are two points I want to be clear on as we begin. Number one, these numbers describe what is generally true. There are certainly some married people and some churchgoers who suffered greatly on account of the pandemic. There are always exceptions and everyone's situation is different. So if you or someone you know have had a different experience, positive or negative, this is not meant to disregard your experience. There are bad marriages and bad churches that severely impact people's mental health. At the same time, one individual's experience, or even a group of individuals, does not change what is generally true. And two, the primary goal of following Christ is not happiness in this life. We know we will face trials, temptations, and persecutions. We are looking forward to an eternal home with the Lord in heaven. However, following the Lord's plan does provide us with peace of mind, despite whatever hardships we may face. And this can lead to a feeling that can be described as happiness. So with those caveats being said, why is it that being married and being part of a local church helps serve as a buffer against unhappiness? First, let's mention a general principle. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up." These verses are often applied to marriage. And while it can apply to marriage, it is a general statement about any relationship. We need help and support and encouragement from one another. If we have to face challenges alone, like a global pandemic, it will be much more difficult without others. That's why having a close companion, like a spouse, and a tight-knit group of those who are like-minded, like a local church, will, in general, help us deal with challenges much better. And this is important. This is why God's plan includes marriage and the church. Now, regarding marriage, in the beginning, God instituted marriage as the solution for man's need of companionship. Genesis 2:18 says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.'" And then in verses 22 through 24, "The Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. The man said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.' For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Being alone was not good. Marriage was God's solution. Now, obviously for us today, this is dependent upon the two spouses following God's ideals for marriage, but this is God's design. The wife is to do her husband good and not evil all the days of her life, as Proverbs 31:12 says. The husband is to love his wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, Ephesians 5:25. And Paul went on to say in verse 28, "So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies." As spouses treat one another in this way, they will enjoy peace and happiness even in the face of difficulties. The wise man said, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." Now, as we consider the church, the local church is a place where members have the same care for one another, 1 Corinthians 12:25 says. The assembly is where we can stimulate one another to love and good deeds and receive encouragement from one another, as Hebrews 10:24 and 25 tell us. Paul described the church as a self-edifying body in Ephesians 4:16. He said, "From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." Just as it is not good for man to be alone socially, it is not good for us to be alone spiritually either. We need encouragement from one another. When we are with brethren of like precious faith, we can enjoy our time together even beyond the assemblies of the church. The early church was said to be breaking bread from house to house and taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, as Acts 2:46 tells us. When a local church is made up of faithful Christians who are functioning in and out of the assembly as the Lord intended, we will all receive encouragement and support which will lead to a sense of happiness even through the trials of life. Now, does that mean God requires marriage? No. One can be faithful and live a fulfilled life serving God without ever marrying. However, when it comes to the church, God does expect us to be a functioning part of a local church. When we obey the gospel, he adds us to the universal church. This is described in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 41, where you have the people on the day of Pentecost asking Peter, what do we need to do? He told them, repent and be baptized. Those who received his word were baptized, and they were added 3,000 souls. And verse 47 says, God continued to add to their number day by day those who were being saved. Once God adds us to this universal church, we must then become part of a local church, just as Saul tried to do in Acts 9:26 when he came to Jerusalem after obeying the gospel in Damascus. He wanted to become part of that local church. We need to do that. Be part of a local church and contribute to the health and well-being of the body in that place. Now, this world is filled with difficulties and challenges. If we have others who will stand with us and us with them as we face these challenges, we will be much better off. We cannot improve upon God's plan. Instead, we simply need to follow His will according to His plan. And no matter what we may have to face in this life, strive to be faithful in all that we do. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For links to the story we talked about, as well as other related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/08-04-22. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story that you think would make for a good discussion, please email the link to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.